This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about companies cracking down on their own fans for their so-called intellectual property violations or anything that is on your mind. Coming up, Johnson will be telling us about an update to the story that we discussed last week that was claiming millennials. There's a study showing that millennials are twice as likely to be not having sex than their Gen X predecessors. Vice says that story's BS. So we'll hear more about that here in moments. It's Ian, Cody, and Johnson in the studio here with you tonight. Let's go straight to your phone calls and thoughts. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Hello, Ralph.
Hey, hello. How are you? Hey, I want to talk about these.
I'm very guilty tonight.
Okay, are we on?
Yes. I was just, you asked how we were, and I was letting you know that I was very guilty tonight.
I hear Kathleen on the background. I want to talk about the...
See, many people will ask you how you are, but they don't actually mean it.
Right.
It's just some sort of filler to start a conversation.
Whatever.
You didn't really care, right, Ralph? When you asked us how we were, you didn't really want to hear an answer.
I know you are there.
Well, right, because most people will say fine because they don't want to tell you what's really going on in their life.
Okay. Well, you know, the latest episode of this police block situation in Chicago.
What is going on in Chicago? I'm not...
They gunned down a black kid who was stealing a car. And what prompted the shooting of that kid was the fact that he... tried to run over with the stolen car, a police officer, so that probably that whole...
Now, is that actually what happened, or is that the police version of the events? Because sometimes the police will claim that someone tried to run them over, but they weren't in any jeopardy whatsoever.
That's under investigation right now.
Is there video of the incident?
Yeah, right, exactly. Dash cam video.
There is dash cam video?
The police force there.
Okay.
That's right. And, it blames emotion and passion once again, the usual thing, you know, the community would react to it in an emotional kind of way. But where was the reaction by the blacks when that police officer was gunned down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who happens to be black and who happens to have a young toddler, okay? Who would go through life right now without a father? That kind of makes me ask the question, what exactly is the value of black life? If you are a black cop, it doesn't matter. You are fair target. You are fair game in being assassinated and all of that, okay?
And, you're saying if you're a black police officer, you're fair game?
Or if you are a cop. This cop just happens to be black, okay? And he wasn't the first one that was gunned down.
So what you're saying is, just to clarify here, that you're pointing out that the people who are saying Black Lives Matter aren't including black police officers.
Exactly. They do not consider them...
Right, because I think what this is really about is it's about the us versus them mentality of the police versus people, meaning the police have that viewpoint. Many of them do. Now, not all of them. I don't want to put everybody in the same group like you do, Ralph. Individual officers...
I do have a question that I want to ask you, okay?
Okay.
We constantly hear from the black these references about slavery. What is the possibility of you as a white guilty individual apologizing for slavery?
Why would I apologize for something I've never done?
Because that's more like, most white in the country has nothing to do with what happened in slavery. I certainly don't have anything. You know, what is me?
See, Ralph, if I were actually white guilty, as you suggest constantly that everyone on the show is, then I would be apologetic for something I didn't do. But I'm not. I didn't do that, so I can't be sorry for something I did not commit on another person. That doesn't mean that what happened to those people wasn't horrifying and inhumane, and we need to leave slavery behind in the dustbin of history, just like we need to leave the state behind in the dustbin of history.
You know, this savages animal, the Black Lives Matter, they actually is trying to push their agenda before the United Nations come September, or in the Bandung Conference. You know what that is, right? The Bandung Conference in... You know, that happened.
No, I pay no attention to the United Nations. I don't care what they do. It doesn't really, you know, matter to me either way.
I don't know if they have any legitimacy to push their case before the United Nations.
Well, I don't know. I don't consider the United Nations to be legitimate in the first place. Thank you, Ralph. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
I don't think I caught any of that.
Really? Okay. See, now if you're having trouble
understanding that accent,
if you're having trouble understanding, then we need to make sure that you ask for clarification, because I was able to understand pretty much
whatever. The only reason why you can't understand him is because you are a white guilty.
Let's go to Ralph's best girlfriend, Sarah, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm the bipolar manic girlfriend? What is this?
It's just a joke. We know you're asexual.
What percentage of white people would you say are guilty? Since you're an expert on statistics.
You know, I don't know what percentage, but you know something? A lot of white people actually got killed, and then they hid slaves inside their homes in Massachusetts and helped them. They were hung for that kind of stuff, you know?
That's true.
You know, you know what? That is completely downplayed.
And I don't think they did that because they felt guilty. They probably did that because it was the right thing to do for another human being.
Well, because they were Christians. They really believed that they need to love their brothers and sisters, including the slaves were brothers and sisters. But, you know, it has been not talked about because our history book has been tampered with, and they don't want other people to know that, how many white people sacrificed for the emancipation. So, but anyway... You know, I'm talking about early voting in Albuquerque, and did you know that recently we have Saturdays open? You know,
you went from really interesting commentary to totally boring. I mean, come on, who cares about Saturday voting?
I just heard Albuquerque, and I was like, ooh, I want to watch Breaking Bad later. That's about all.
Yeah, I did hear you watching it the other night. Are you watching it again? Have you already seen it once?
I'm on, like, 6-7 times now.
Really?
It's more addictive than methamphetamine as it is.
I get it. It was a great show, but...
I won't let it go.
How can you watch a show through so many times? I mean, it's one thing to watch a movie a few times, but an entire series
I could probably rewatch Breaking Bad.
But 6 times?
Oh, wow, that's...
I've
watched it 6 times.
I mean, watching it a second time through. I could see watching it a second time through, because then you'll see connections you didn't see the first time because you know the full plot. You'll notice things, right? Like, you'll see characters saying things that didn't pop out at you the first time because it wasn't relevant because you didn't know what would ultimately happen. Sarah, have you seen Breaking Bad?
No, you know,
how can you live in Albuquerque and
that
not,
should be criminal.
And wait, come on. Not only live in Albuquerque, but have no job and you still haven't seen the most relevant Albuquerquean television show to ever grace the
planet.
Do you
at least know the Weird Al Yankovic song about your town?
Well, you know something, the most interesting thing about that Breaking Bad is that, you know, Quezada, one of the actors, are actually a school board member. He ran, and I think he is one of the school board members. I'm more interested in politics than dumb...
Whoa.
She got a fair point. She kind of got you there.
Wait a minute.
She really did. You're normally the one who made that point.
It's,
you're the one who made
it's not
point.
A dumb show.
Yeah, but
it's a very smart show.
She's kind of got you. I'm going to back her up on that one.
Wait, on what part about it, though?
On the politics. I mean, if you pay attention to politics, I mean, first of all, I think politics are really stupid. I can't do it. I just can't make myself pay attention to it. But I think it's a very fair point to make, that to pay attention to politics over pop culture.
Fair enough. But Saturday voting, still, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You could be watching cartoons.
It's a new thing. It's always been, we had early voting.
It's probably a better idea. I'll give you this. Saturday voting probably is a better idea than Tuesday voting, but that's really all you can say about it. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight.
Six times. Are you attracted to Bryan Cranston? Is that what's going on here?
I'm just curious. Or maybe it's the other guy, the younger guy. Aaron, what's his name? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up here in a moment.
Pikmin. Once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This
is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up here, are millennials having less sex than Gen Xers or not? Vice is saying the story we were talking about last week is BS. We'll get into the details there. Johnson's got that story. Also, do your friends actually like you? 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username tonight, if you want to join the show, is lrn.fm. And if you want to listen later on or listen live, you can call our audio on demand listen line, which is a phone number. Now, of course, you can still listen on the internet through live stream. We've got an app and, you know, you can listen on radio stations, but this is a different way of listening. It's not the highest quality because you're listening on your phone, but if you don't have any data connection or you don't want to use your data, this is a great solution for you. The number is 641-793-9660. That's 641-793-9660. You can listen to Free Talk Live. You can listen to Off the Air Live, which is Cody's show. And there's like almost a dozen LRN.FM great shows that you can listen to on demand, or you can listen to the live LRN.FM stream. Up to you. Also, you can leave a message while you're listening. So you can hit zero, and then it'll go to a voicemail prompt where you can actually leave a message. We'll receive it in our email boxes here on Free Talk Live. So call it up. Try it out. Put it into your phone in case you need it. It's there for you 24 hours a day. 641-793-9660 as we continue with your calls and thoughts. Patrick is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Patrick.
Hey guys, how you doing today? And I mean that, you know.
Aw, anyway, thanks.
I just wanted to share something with you. You told me to call back if I ever have any interesting stories or things in law enforcement. We received an email bulletin on our briefings, and they're telling us now to remind each other every day and tell everybody to have a safe day. And the funny thing about it is, if you think about that as a police officer, you've been doing that for years. Now it's got everybody in the precinct wondering, what the heck do they know that we don't know, you know? And I thought I'd share that with you, because it's like they're trying to breed a paranoia in us when we're just out there trying to do our jobs.
So it's now policy, or they're recommending that you say have a safe day whenever somebody leaves the office or something like that?
Yeah. It went entering and leaving. And it's funny because, you know, some of us say it anyway. I mean, it's just, you know, be careful out there.
Yeah, sure, be safe. I'll say that to somebody when they're, you know, getting in the car and driving.
I don't like it. I don't even want people to tell me to have a good day. Don't tell me what to, maybe I want to have a crap day. Don't tell me I have a good day if I don't want to. Maybe I don't want to be safe.
Is it bad to say drive safe, though, when somebody's going to leave? I mean, somewhere? Yeah. It's a bad thing to do.
I mean, they're cops. You
What's the alternative? Drive like a madman. See ya.
So, have a dangerous day.
Yeah.
Break a leg.
And the funny thing is a lot of the veterans out there are starting to say, hey, man, you know, we're not going to say that. We're going to say have a dangerous day or something.
Yeah, it does sound kind of wussy. I mean, for a cop to be, for that to be official policy.
I'd say switch it to break a leg.
Maybe it's a California thing, because you're in California. You know, is this just
in Arizona?
Oh, you're in Arizona.
I'm in Arizona. I listen from California, but it's hilarious that they're actually writing that down. And the funny thing is, I think if you don't say it to the chief, you're going to get a write up.
Are you in Ohio land?
I don't know if he wants to say where he is.
Actually, I saw several of his deputies today. They were down Maricopa County was down, and I'm in Mojave County. But it's hilarious.
Are you going to get in trouble for calling this show? Because we're on the radio there. You're listening on K-Talks, by the way, in Northwest Arizona. It's a station based in Needles, California.
Yeah, thanks for fronting me out, but that's okay.
Well, you didn't have to answer Johnson's question. I tried to give you the opportunity
to say,
well, he might not want to answer where he.
What I'm saying, it's ironic. No, it's just something that it's really ironic, and you know, I really enjoy listening to you guys because you give a different point of view, and sometimes people have to hear both sides of the fence. to understand really what's going on. That's what cops do, is they hear both sides of the story, so they get a rough idea of what's really going on versus one person's side versus another.
Well, there's always at least three versions of events, right? There's the one side, the other side, and then there's the truth. Thanks, Patrick, for your call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Nathan in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. If you want a scary experience, try going to Arpaio's Wikipedia page sometime. It's either funny or horrifying, depending on your perspective.
Yeah, you're referring to Maricopa County Sheriff, very controversial Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who is notorious for being inhumane towards his prisoners and people that he's keeping in jail. What were you calling about besides that?
Well, I checked out that Zelda game thing you were talking about. It is not available on the Wayback Machine, but I went on there and said it has been excluded from the Wayback Machine. But you can still download it if you go to the project developer's GitHub page.
Really?
And it sounds a little buggy. It doesn't work if you just open it directly in a web browser. You have to have a web server and then open it from your web browser connecting to your own website.
Well, I was able to, when it was taken down initially by Nintendo, I was able to find the Flash version of it. So there is a compiled version. You're talking about with GitHub is like a programmer's resource, and so you kind of have to know how to compile programs or whatever to do that.
Not as much as you used to before, like before you would have to...
But come on, the average user isn't going to be able to go to GitHub and make things work easily, right? It's not
Well, they actually have a button now that you can click to download where they didn't have before. So you can
but then you still have to, like you said, run a web server, put this application in that web server.
If you want a full sound experience, you can play it just fine in your browser with no sound. I tried going up into the... It's got a very Minecraft kind of feel to it. And, you know, I tried to fight some monsters, but I didn't get very far. I had to ask some old man for a sword who just happened to be there. So if you really want to, and there's only three dungeons, is that correct? Is that the, I think
here
I read that
go,
on.
Here you go, Sonny, you don't have a sword, use mine.
Are you asking me if the game's incomplete? I have no idea.
I saw from April said it was incomplete, and so I only played for about 10 seconds.
Yeah, I played it for like a minute just to look at it and see what it looked like. You're referring to the 30th anniversary fan-made Legend of Zelda release that Nintendo cracked down on and said you need to take this off offline. So yeah, it was. I don't know if it was in a beta or something like that where there were still. I knew there were still some bugs in the game, but it was my understanding that the complete game was there, that the full map, all of the maps were in there. It's just there were bugs they were trying to iron out, but now they've stopped development.
Hey Nathan.
Hey Cody.
Did you Skype call me at like 4 a.m?
Did
that happen? I'm pretty sure it did, and I'm not entirely happy about that.
Maybe I did. I apologize.
Yeah. I was just about to slumber into dreamland, and I get a Skype call, group chat from Nathan and Brian and Liz. I'm like, what? What is this?
Are you giving out your personal Skype to listeners, Cody?
Unfortunately.
You get what you get there.
I'm too close.
Thanks
too
for the close call, Nathan. Appreciate
you
it.
You got to set up sleep mode on your phone.
Well, that's another thing. Cody's having trouble sleeping. He's had it for a long time, I guess. Yeah. And yes. So you're about ready to fall asleep. And
Nathan from freaking Texas, man.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, millennials and sex. Johnson's got some contrary information to what we talked about last week. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're going to talk about sex. Millennials, specifically, and their sexual habits, because that's what people care about. They care about other people's sexual
it's
habits.
It's the only thing that matters.
But it was last week, though, that I guess I brought the story in. I don't remember. But we talked about... there was a study that was done that showed that millennials are twice as likely, actually more than twice as likely, to be having basically no sex whatsoever than Generation X previous. Now, that's not to say that it was a majority of millennials. The supermajority are or were and having sex, they're, you know, currently having sex if they can. But they're talking about the specific small portion. I believe it was 6% of Gen Xers were not having sex, like by choice.
By choice.
Right. And then it's now like 15% or 14% of millennials. That was what they were saying. Johnson, you have a story that says that that's BS. We'll get right into that here. But first, I want you to know about Jax. J-A-X-X. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. I'm talking about Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. Those are the different cryptocurrencies that it can hold. And more currencies are coming to Jax. There's also Shapeshift integration built right right into the app, which means you can move between one cryptocurrency and another. So if you want to take your Bitcoin and turn it into Ether, no problem. You can do it right there within the app, and vice versa, of course. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and one of the founders of Ethereum. It's super easy to back up your wallet with Jax and recover your funds if you happen to lose your phone or something like that. Obviously, you don't want to lose access to your Bitcoin. So it's really easy to use, and it's cross-platform. So you can get Jax for your iOS device, you can get it for Android, you can get it for a browser plugin for Chrome or Firefox, Windows, Mac, Linux computers, and I believe there's a couple others that I can't think of. So go to Jax.io. You can see the whole list of where you can get Jax. That's JAXX.io. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. All right, Johnson, so where is Vice.com saying the news story, which is being reported widely about millennials being less sexed than their previous generation, Generation X? Where did they go wrong?
Well, let's get into it.
Please.
So, millennials are already widely perceived as lazy, entitled narcissists who spend their days tweeting and playing Pokemon Go.
Well, yeah, that may be somewhat true for some of them, but it's always unfair to group everybody in of a certain generation into, you know, something like that.
Well, now there's a new study making the rounds that claims to offer empirical proof that today's young adults also have terrible sex lives. Researchers from San Diego State University, Florida Atlantic University, and Widener University are boldly claiming that millennials aged 20 to 24 are having far less sex than previous generations. In fact, 15% of surveyed millennials in that age range reported having no sexual partner since they turned 18.
Right, and they were as old as 24.
Right.
So for several years, no sexual partners.
Right. Compared to 6% of Generation X people born in the early 1960s who said that they remained celibate in the years after high school.
Right, and they did specify in the story that the statistics were specifically for millennials born in the 1990s, that it did not really apply to those in the 80s.
I also still think it's insane that they're counting Generation X all the way back to the 1960s.
That's generally, that's considered Generation X. Yeah, it's like six, basically 1960 to 1980.
Yeah, just strange. I think generations should be 10 years. They shouldn't be any more than that, is my thought.
Okay.
Yeah, what's really before that? Baby boomers?
Yep. Boomers.
Wow.
And then prior to that, the greatest generation.
Self-titled, I'm sure.
I don't know who comes up with this stuff.
Wow.
Is there a consortium of people that determines what the names of the generations are going to be? I don't get it.
But I feel like I have something way more in common. I'm way more in common with somebody who's born in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's, I guess, a millennial, than I did with someone who was born in 1960, 20
oh,
years
yeah,
before
the whole
me.
Thing's arbitrary.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's so dumb.
It should be every 10 years. It should be on the 10-year.
But even then, somebody born in 1980 is not going to have the same experience as somebody born in 1990. You know, there's still, that's 10
sure,
years.
But it's closer.
Okay.
It's certainly closer than somebody 1990 and somebody born in 1970. You know, it's a big difference.
At the very least,
yeah. I'll give you that.
So, they say, okay, so, as well as being more likely to eschew marriage, stable careers, and living independently in their early 20s, more millennials and iGeners are also foregoing sex.
iGeners?
I guess, I don't know. That's the
Internet generation, maybe?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
Are also foregoing sex during emerging adulthood, the researchers wrote in the Journal of Archives of Sexual Behavior. The authors of the study offered a variety of explanations for their findings, ranging from funding of abstinence-only education in schools to fear about STDs, to the premium placed on good looks on dating apps like Tinder, to popular misconceptions about millennial hookup culture. But there are just as many reasons to be skeptical. The first way is the way the data was collected. While drawing on a large sample size of more than 26,000 Americans, the information was gleaned from the General Social Survey, the GSS, which has been carried out every year since 1972 and claims to tap a nationally representative sample of Americans over 18. As Stanford sociologist Aliyah Saperstein has noted, such surveys tend to use heteronormative language and often don't reflect contemporary understanding of sex and gender as two distinct categories with more than two options. One of the authors of the new study, Professor Brooke Wells from Widener University, told Vice News that she agreed that social surveys need to offer better response options and word questions so as to better reflect less binary experiences.
So are they suggesting here, to translate what you just said with the binary and all these terms, are they suggesting that because this survey is written in a less than applicable way to some people,
right,
that the question might have been like, oh, are you having sex with another with a woman if you're a man? And then they would say no, so therefore they would be seen as unsexed when they were in point of fact having sex with men.
Right. That would probably be a great example.
Okay. That's speculation on what I just heard. What I heard.
The GSS asks about the number of male partners and the number of female partners.
Okay.
So it's possible that some partners are not being captured in this metric because people are increasingly not identifying as either male or female.
Oh, I don't know.
That can't be a huge percentage.
That's
got to be minimal.
Yeah, come on. I mean, to go from 6% to 15%, there's not that many trans people that are going to be responding to this.
There's a small enough amount of gay people as it is.
But they're going to have to make a stronger
argument. There might be a lot of allies who are like, I'm not going to identify as that.
I don't know.
Answer this sexist survey.
You know, it's possible in this weird culture of feminism and everything else. I mean, who freaking knows?
But she isn't convinced that this variable impacted the results of the study, particularly as the move towards less binary constructions of gender has been a much more recent phenomenon. Wells and her colleagues also relied on a very small window to make proclamations about the sexual habits of the entire generation. Specifically, they compared people aged 20 to 24 who were born 3 decades apart from each other. Broadening the scope of the study beyond those 2-4 year periods would likely paint a more complete picture. Another problem, which the researchers noted in their paper, is that the definition of what constitutes sex is left up to the GSS respondents to decide. It's entirely possible that earlier generations unintentionally exaggerated their sex lives by lumping all kinds of sexual activity into the broader umbrella of terms of sex, thus skewing the numbers. The survey also conflates sexual activity with promiscuity. A person's sex life is determined by the number of partners they've had since their 18th birthday, not the number of times they report having had sex in a given week. All that being said, and that's a pretty huge difference, too.
Wait, sex is sex. I mean, intercourse. Yeah. I mean, like,
The survey also...
sexual activities?
The survey also conflates... That means, you know, they're...
saying it's the same.
Comparing them in the same way. Sexual activity with promiscuity. A person's sex life is determined by the number of partners they've had since their 18th birthday.
And they're saying zero.
Not the number of times they report having sex in a given week. So you can have one partner and have hundreds of sex.
But they're still saying it's zero. The 15% were saying we have not had sex at all.
But they could be saying, they could be saying I haven't had a sexual partner. But maybe they've had sex hundreds of times.
This seems speculative.
I guess.
Let's continue, though. 855-450-FREE, and maybe you are a millennial, and you can give us your own case study. We'd love to hear from you if you want to admit it. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. I'll be on the ballot for president in all 50 states. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have 4 more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free market, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us toll-free at 855-453. Maybe you want to talk about the sexual habits or lack thereof of the millennial generation. That's the discussion that we're having here. There's a story over at Vice.com that you're sharing, Johnson, that is calling into question some survey results, or results of a fairly large study, the General, what was it, General something survey?
Yeah, I don't...
Anyway.
GSS.
GSS.
Social survey.
Social survey, where they did ask quite a few people a series of questions, some of them regarding their sexual habits. Mm-hmm. The numbers reflect that millennials, especially those born in the 1990s, are less likely to be having sex than the generation prior to them, the Generation X. Vice is calling that into question, or at least this Vice article, because I've got another Vice article from this year. Well, I can't read the entire title of it, but why millennials aren't effing.
Yeah, well, I couldn't read the title for this one.
Yeah. I do like Vice. They've got some really interesting stuff and good writing style. So
a lot of stuff about butt plugs these days. I mean, they
really
used to be a little bit better.
I guess I'm not reading the butt plug section of Vice.
Vice has gone a little downhill, but they're mostly good. They're mostly good.
So I want to repeat the point that I said right before we went away there for a minute. The survey also conflates sexual activity with promiscuity. A person's sex life is determined by the number of partners they've had since their 18th birthday, not the number of times they report having had sex in a given week.
But these people are reporting zero.
Well, yeah, potentially. But, I mean, I think they're also averaging out numbers, and it's the whole survey, not just, some people. All that being said, the researchers do make some valid points. They note that when kids these days Netflix and chill, their activities generally include a variety of sexual behaviors. The study wonders if perhaps more millennials are choosing to give and receive oral sex instead of having full-blown intercourse.
And that maybe they're not calling that sex?
Right.
What do you call it? Fooling around?
I guess. Netflix and chill. I don't know.
Yeah.
Studies have repeatedly confirmed that fewer people are getting married in their 20s than ever before, and that the millennial sex researchers noted that marriage is a traditional outlet for sexuality. They also cited a Pew Research poll that confirmed that the sad millennial reality that record numbers of 20-somethings live with their parents. The implication being that bringing a partner home to your rickety twin bed under your mom and dad's roof won't do wonders for your sex life.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Well, we can quibble about how much sex millennials are actually having. At least that much is true.
Fair enough. I don't know, man. I would say a lot of that is speculative based on them, you know, the first point was the millennials are more likely to be transgendered or whatever.
Yeah, I think they do have some valid reports about the survey, though, potentially being kind of nonsense.
But then it would have been nonsense back in the 80s, too, or it would have been nonsense in the 90s. And so the suggestion is that somehow it's less effective today because millennials. I don't know.
I do think that there may be a fair point to that, because I think a lot of, you know, people nowadays are kind of more hip to data collection, you know, and not necessarily wanting to necessarily give that information up. And the way that these studies are performed, this general social survey is, you know, sort of like this mandatory survey being given to the college students, that they might just be like, meh, you know, not really wanting to answer it in a way that's, you know, conducive to actually them getting what the research that the information that they need, you know?
Could be. I mean, yeah, obviously you can pick apart a study and, you know, speculate on why things are the way they are, but the results are what they are. And according to this other story here at Vice.com, they are looking at that same study. So this was the one from San Diego State University that you were talking about. And there's also a 2015 report from the Center for Disease Control that found that fewer 15 to 19-year-olds reported experiencing sexual intercourse than in previous generations. The decline was significant in both genders, but particularly among men. So the story begins here. Last week, my 20-year-old cousin told my brother, friend, and me, and we're all in our late 20s, about the girl he'd hung out with the night before. He was exhausted, he said, because he'd stayed up until nearly the break of dawn with this young woman talking about life. So did anything happen? One of us asked. Nope, nothing happened. The question that was most important to the three of us was totally secondary to him. Sure, he found her attractive, and sure, he would have had sex with her, but she was a friend's roommate, and he didn't want to put that friend in a weird spot. He also didn't want to stay up all night, despite the fact that she opted to snuggle up next to him on the couch and talk to him until 3 a.m. about her life. He wasn't totally sure.
Is this about me?
He wasn't totally sure if she even wanted to hook up. We, the elders, were incredulous. How could he have failed to make a move? How, especially at that age, could he prioritize anything over sex? But the data shows that my cousin isn't an outlier. Well, yes, he is an outlier. I mean, according to the numbers,
he's an outlier. No, just kidding.
We're still only talking about 15% of the survey respondents.
Right.
That's still a significant minority. It's just a larger minority than at the previous generation. So then they talk about the study that you just reported on, and then the other one from the Centers for Disease Control. The writer says here, I'm a millennial, so I fit into this framework too. But the latter study points to the possibility that sexual activity among millennials is continuing to trend downward for the younger half of the generation, meaning younger millennials like my cousin are even less sexed than older millennials like me. A friend of mine who's 29 recently told me about a high school memory. She had given a male oral consensually but begrudgingly, because she felt like she was falling behind her peers. She just wanted to get it over with. I felt similarly about nearly every developmental stage of my life, that it was coming too late, which seems absurd in hindsight. My cousin, 20-year-old sister, and their friends don't seem like that. I think of them as a new prototype, kids who are, on the surface at least, so much more self-assured than we were at their age. And if they're having less sex, then maybe it's because they're better adjusted to the pressures of early adulthood. Are we in an era, I wondered, where young men and women think of sex without judgment but don't feel pressured to have it? We can continue here in moments. Mark is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Cody, and Johnson. Hello, Mark.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, about gold and silver, people keep saying, well, you know, you can't do anything with it. It's not going to make any money.
But who says that?
Well, some people say, you know, you should be in stocks and stuff like that. But I'm looking at the national debt. it's unrepayable, period. So it's like,
well, yeah, technically, to repay the debt, you have to take all the money out of existence.
That's right, and then some.
Pardon? Yeah, the debt is inherently unrepayable. Of course it is.
Yeah, so, I mean, something's going to break somewhere. So, I mean, if you don't have any gold or silver, you're going to be the guy in musical chairs that's standing around without a chair.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm not a fan of, you know, the stocks thing. I understand that investors probably have stocks, but if I can't hold it, it doesn't have as much value to me, and gold and silver, you can physically have that. Plus, stocks are basically just gambling. I'm sorry, that's really all that stocks are. I'm sure there's some stock person out there who's got all kinds of arguments as to why it's not just gambling, but it, you know, that's pretty much all it is.
Look at Wolf of Wall Street. It's gambling and drugs. Yeah. I mean, it attracts a certain type of person, absolutely.
Well, sure. There you go. That's all I wanted to say, basically. If you don't have gold and silver, you got a problem.
No. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. I think that, you know, gold and silver, sure, they could go down, but historically they have gone up over time. At the very bare minimum, gold and silver have done a good job at keeping your value that you've earned in your life. You know, because you collect all this money from your job or whatever it is that you do, and if you just sit on the Federal Reserve notes, you just sit on those dollars, those are going to become worth less and less over time because the government keeps printing more of those. You know that's going to happen with the Federal Reserve note. With gold and silver, you look at what silver could buy 10 years ago, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, and there's a consistency to it. So a good example that I've heard is, you know, an ounce of gold would buy you a fancy suit of clothes 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 300 years ago. Today, that ounce of gold would buy you that, even though the ounce of gold was worth different amounts over that time frame. It has always held gold, the value of gold and silver to other human beings, has always held pretty constant over time.
Right.
So it's a good, I guess, hedge against the inflationary money supply that we have. So I tend to agree with
this.
This
topic is the exact opposite of sex.
Of sex. Sex and gold? I don't know. I bet you could buy sex with gold.
True. Very true.
With the right people. Anyway.
Hoes love diamonds.
Back to Alpha. Diamonds are another question.
Diamonds,
right?
Are forever.
Diamonds are basically a supply scam by De Beers. They bought up a bunch of diamond mines, basically all of them.
Right.
Not that rare.
No, they're not rare at all, but they're controlled. Very controlled. Iran, and then they had a brilliant marketing campaign that basically brainwashed people into believing all kinds of things about it.
The things they tell you to do for your girlfriend. Ooh, buy an expensive ring. Ooh, buy an expensive wedding.
You don't love her.
It's ridiculous. I don't even want to buy flowers for that.
Well, I wonder if the millennials are going to get over this, since we're talking to tie it back in. Are the millennials going to get over the myths about the diamond, or are they just going to continue on?
We're pretty progressive nowadays. Everybody's poly or open or something. So.
Renee wants a diamond, and she's not going to get it. Well, toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts on sex. Also, do your friends actually like you? Johnson will tell us about that here in moments, and this is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust? Who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.